From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Green. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. The New York Association of School Business Officials is calling on the state to increase education aid by $2.1 billion and to begin a three-year phase-in of $4.1 billion in foundation aid the association says is owed to school districts. The funding recommendations are outlined in a report available online. According to Lombardo, state funding for education could be a significant sticking point between Governor Andrew M. Cuomo and the Democrats in the state legislature. The association represents more than 2,400 school business officials and staff in New York. Read the report, Educating the Whole Student, at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Chad Arnold is reporting for The Democrat and Chronicle. There is an effort underway in the state legislature to relocate or remove polling sites from schools. The idea motivating at least three pending bills first began circulating in 2014 following several high-profile school shootings and threats of terrorism. The concept appears to be gaining momentum, and legislation has been recently introduced by members of both major parties. All three bills seek to address safety at school facilities on Election Day when the public cast their ballots. One bill would not bar schools from hosting elections, but instead would ensure no school be required to host a polling place while class is in session and minors are present. Another would prohibit schools from acting as polling places altogether, regardless of whether or not school is in session. A third measure would give school boards a greater say in hosting elections. The State School Boards Association is not looking to remove polling places from schools. Instead, it supports the third bill, wanting to give school boards a greater voice in the decision to host an election. Darlene Harris, president of the state's Election Commissioners Association, said removing polling places from schools may be easier said than done. She said, and I quote, "Certainly it would be a hardship, I think, in many instances, because we do utilize quite a few schools," end quote. Read the full story in the Democrat and Chronicle. Greenville Pioneer has published its top local stories of 2018 based on reader feedback, sales, and social media comments. The paper's top story was about the East Durham house fire in April that claimed the lives of five members of the Mamano family, including three children. Officials said the fire was one of the deadliest in Capital Region history. Number two on the list, the Greene County Legislature's approval of a $39 million bond to fund the construction of a new county jail in Coxsackie. The resolution was approved in September on a vote of 10-4. The existing Greene County Jail was closed in 2018 due to poor conditions, and those being detained by the county are currently housed in neighboring counties. The Pioneer's third story of the year was the end of the commercial solar moratorium in Greenville. On October 22nd, the Greenville Town Board adopted amendments to the town zoning law allowing for regulation of solar energy facilities. Other stories that made the top 10: the decision by the Albany Catholic Diocese to permanently bar the Reverend Jeremiah Noonan from the ministry resulting from allegations of child sexual abuse, the deaths of 20 people in the Schoharie limo crash in October, and the election of Greg Davis unopposed as Greenville's newest representative to the Greenville County Legislature. Read the 10 stories in the Greenville Pioneer. Larry Salona is reporting for the New York Post. New York State Police Superintendent George P. Beach II announced January 4th he will step down from the job effective January 16th. According to law enforcement sources and an internal memo obtained by the newspaper, Beach was asked by his superiors to resign from the position, which he has held since 2016. The reasons behind the forced retirement are not known. Beach is a resident of Hurley, Ulster County. He previously served as troop commander and a staff inspector during a career with the state police that spanned more than 30 years. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo has nominated State Police Deputy Superintendent Keith Corlett to succeed Beach. Corlett held the post at both Troop F and Troop K, which served the east side of the Hudson River, according to a report at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. Local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.